USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The State Department's Inspector General, who was recently fired by President Donald Trump, told lawmakers that senior department officials knew his office was examining two matters involving Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's conduct at the time of his removal. Steve Linick, who was terminated last month, participated in closed-door interviews with members of the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight and Reform Committees, as well as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to answer questions on his firing. According to Democratic leaders present for the interview, Linick confirmed, at the time he was removed as IG, his office was looking into two separate matters that directly touched on Secretary Pompeo's conduct, and that senior State Department officials were completely aware of the investigations. The Gap is being sued for refusing to pay rent for stores temporarily closed during coronavirus. Mall owner Simon Property Group said in a lawsuit filed this week that the clothing retailer owes more than 3 months of rent, totaling $65.9 million. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Police in Texas are praising a man who notified them of something he found in an auctioned-off car. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Webb County Sheriff's Department says the Laredo man purchased a car from an auction and discovered a secret compartment in the vehicle a short time later. The man called police saying he found 17 bundles of cocaine inside that compartment. Officers found 17 more bundles in another hidden space in the vehicle. Investigators say the drugs were collectively worth over $850,000, weighing at least 75 pounds in total. There was at last check no information on who the previous owner of the vehicle was.
Eagles songwriter Don Henley has now urged Congress to take it to the limit to protect artists against online pirating against big tech platforms like Google's YouTube. The blockbuster hitmaker testified before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee weighing possible changes to a 1998 copyright law. The law allows holders of copyrighted material to formally ask parties they believe to have taken their content without permission to remove it. Then the parties have time to dispute the claim. If they comply promptly with the request, there are zero legal consequences currently. Otherwise, they may be subject to criminal penalties. Henley said the law is weak and needs to be changed to make it more effective in stopping online piracy. Henley called the copyright law a relic of a MySpace era in a TikTok world. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.